All right, folks, welcome back to The Organized Mind. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that hits close to home for all of us, clutter. Not just the stuff cluttering our countertops or overflowing closets, but the mental clutter too. Ever feel like your brain is a jumbled mess of to-dos, worries, and random thoughts? You know that feeling when you can't focus because there's so much going on in your head? Well, guess what? It's not just you. And trust me, I get it. Life throws curveballs. Deadlines loom, emails pile up, we're bombarded with information and expectations every single day. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed, right? But here's the thing, a cluttered space often reflects a cluttered mind. So, how do we tackle this mental and physical mess? How do we create spaces that inspire calm and clarity, both inside our homes and within ourselves? Buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful strategies to help you declutter your life, starting today. First things first, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire existence in one fell swoop. It's like trying to eat a whole pizza in one bite, not sustainable, and frankly, pretty overwhelming. Instead, choose one small area to focus on. Maybe it's that junk drawer everyone seems to have, or that pile of magazines you haven't touched in months. Think of it as mental decluttering training. Focus on clearing a few items at a time. As you accomplish those small victories, your motivation will build, and you'll realize how much easier it is to tackle bigger projects. You're essentially rewiring your brain for organization, one tiny step at a time. Next up, the, does it spark joy? Rule. I know, sounds cheesy, right? But this concept from Marie Kondo actually works. When deciding what to keep or toss, ask yourself, does it bring me joy? If not, thank it for its service and let it go. This applies to both physical objects and even thoughts and habits. Think about those social media accounts that leave you feeling drained or the daily news cycle that just fuels anxiety. Can you consciously unsubscribe from negativity? Could you replace that scroll-inducing habit with something more fulfilling, like reading a book or spending time in nature? Remember, your mental space is precious, curate it wisely. Now, let's talk about systems. A single cluttered drawer can be manageable, but what about the avalanche of papers, bills, and miscellaneous items that seem to accumulate out of thin air? That's where systems come in. Develop a simple system for managing your paperwork, emails, and even household chores. It doesn't have to be complicated. Maybe it's designating specific folders for different types of documents, using a task management app, or simply scheduling dedicated time slots for certain tasks. Having a clear system creates order, reduces stress, and frees up mental space for more important things. The fourth key, embrace the just-in-case mindset. We often hold on to things, just in case, we need them someday. But let's be honest, how often do we actually use those random tools or forgotten clothes? Think of it this way. If you haven't used something in a year, chances are you won't miss it. If it truly is essential, there are usually easier ways to access it when needed, online tutorials, rental services, or even borrowing from friends. Letting go of, just in case, items can be liberating and opens up valuable space both physically and mentally. Finally, don't forget the power of mindfulness. Creating an organized life isn't just about tidying up physical spaces. It's also about cultivating a clear and focused mind. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises to stay grounded in the present moment and reduce mental clutter. Think about that time you were stressed out trying to find something, a lost key, a misplaced document, your favorite shirt. Now imagine if everything had its place. Your brain could focus on more important things instead of frantically searching for lost items. That's the power of decluttering. It frees up mental energy and allows you to be more present and productive in every aspect of your life. Remember, this isn't about achieving perfect order. It's about creating a space that supports your well-being and allows you to thrive. Start small, celebrate your wins, and don't forget to have fun along the way. Okay, listeners, I want to hear from you. What's one small decluttering step you're going to take today? Share it with me on social media using hashtag organizedmind. Let's inspire each other and create a world where less is truly more. Until next time, keep your minds clear and your spaces organized.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.